Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
I just want to say I made some mistakes probably in my previous podcast about astrology, but they're pretty accurate. So when you hear me say 26 degrees Capricorn for Queen Elizabeth, it's pretty much the same. 21 degrees Capricorn, same thing. You know, it's in the same range. But what's important is it's ascended, it's Capricorn, and it's Saturn in the 10th house. So you'll see that in Scorpio or Saturn in the 9th house near the 10th house. It's right at the 10th house. When I say 10th house, it could be like a 9th house. It would be at the cusp of the 10th house. So she became queen at the death of her father. Her destiny was to be in the limelight. So if you see little mistakes like that, just, you know, it happens, you know. Or Bill Clinton, you know, he has, as I said before, presidents and kings and queens tend to have sun or Pluto or tend to have, you know, the outer Pluto or Saturn in the 9th, the 10th, 11th house. So he has Sun in the 11th house or 10th house, 11th, either one, that deals with the public. Anything 7th to the 12th deals with the public on an astrology chart. So it's in the 11th or either house, so same thing. Of course, it's a different energy. So I wanted to let you know, so if you see it here, if you look on a chart and you look this up, you want to check out the facts that I have. I want to apologize, but it's approximately the same. Because I memorize, you know, having a good memory is good, but to make a joke out of it is not necessarily good for law school. Well, we'll see about that.
If it's off by 5 degrees or it's still in the same sign, if Saturn is in like close to the 10th house or the 10th house, still the same proximity, because it would be like Saturn conjunct the midheaven. The midheaven, MC, the midheaven is the 10th house. But it's all the same. So if you have any questions or if you concerned about anything that I said that was misaccurate, contact me at DoveNeedsLove22, Twitter, DoveNeedsLove22.com. I'm not just a musician, I'm an artist. You know, make your dreams come true. But I do astrology. I've been doing astrology for years. I do charts and readings. If you want to know where the transits are, I could tell you more information. I look at my book, you know, and look what all the configurations are, because we're having some big changes or transits with the outer planets coming up. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on, so you want to know more, contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter, or if you learned enough, check it out yourself. Because I do have a Twitter account for astrology. My website will be up soon about Dove Knight astrology to stars. But I just wanted to say that if you see anything like a little bit off what I say, it happens. My memory is pretty good. You'll see 21 degrees like with Queen Elizabeth, and look where her Saturn is. Or if you see, you know, it's pretty accurate, you know, where the sign is or where the planet is. So I pretty much know what I'm talking about. And I just want to say apologize about Donald Trump. Donald Trump, Uranus and Sun, you know, it can denote someone very inventive or could be someone very chaotic. Definitely someone independent. And I wanted to say, the last thing I'm going to say about Uranus in the 10th house, which Donald Trump has, if someone with Uranus in the 10th house, which I know, if you have Uranus in the 10th house, if you come out as two way out and break tradition too much, chaos, it could cause disruption in the public eye, and that person could lose their job. Yes, they could lose their high position. So that's interesting to know. Doesn't mean, but a lot of people you are interested in could be great inventors. They could be great with inventing things, you know. You're interested with Aquarius. Aquarius invent. You know, like Eddie Van Halen or Gifted Genius, you know, Wolfgang. Jimi Hendrix, definitely a winner. When I looked at Jimi Hendrix's chart, it was pretty interesting what was on there, because he's a Sagittarius, you know. He's a wanderer, you know. He wandered, you know, it's like, you know, philosophical, you know, and if this degree is right, he had Uranus in his fifth house. Now, some charts may be off, but that's what it say with the chart I got of Jimi Hendrix. If it's correct, you know, if you have any chart of Jimi Hendrix, just check it out and contact me if it's the right information. He has Uranus in the fifth house. Fifth house is entertainment. My chart ruler is entertainment because I'm an entertainer. So, entertainment, you know, children and so on. Some people with a fifth house configuration could deal with children, but it does deal with love, self-love, and all that issues with self-love. But fifth house tend to have a lot of entertainers. I think Paul McCartney, Bob Dylan, a lot of entertainers have some configuration with Saturn in the 10th house or some configuration with Gemini. And they're very good songwriters, very good writers. You know, Bob Dylan was one of the greatest songwriters ever. Jimi Hendrix had Uranus in the 5th house, and Uranus in the 5th house, it was in Gemini. So his hands or whatever he played, whatever instrument, the guitar, he was innovative. He was inventive with the guitar. And look where, you know, like Sagittarius rising. It says he has Sagittarius rising, and he's born a Sagittarius. That's pretty interesting. So charisma, you know, really, he got a lot of charisma. He had a lot of luck. You know, he got discovered in New York and went to London. Yes, went to London, and Sagittarius ruled foreign places, you know, luck in foreign places. So London's foreign, you know, foreign place, foreign country. So I'm going to give you that tidbit. So if you want to learn more about your chart, contact me at DoveNeesLove22 Twitter for a very small price. Because this is Dove Knight, astrology for the stars, musician, songwriter, the one and only. Good day. Good night. From Dove Knight.